This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police are looking for a vehicle in connection with a hit and run last month in the Overbrook section of the city that killed a well-known DJ as he rode his bike. KYW's Nigel Thompson says police have released some new photos to help in the search.
Philly police say they're looking for a 2022 red or burgundy Jeep Grand Cherokee with a Pennsylvania license plate number of MXB1835. It's that Jeep they believe struck and killed well-known DJ June Rodriguez in the early morning hours of December 20th as he biked home from work. Rodriguez was a longtime DJ at Bob and Barber's Lounge on South Street. Police say the hit and run happened as Rodriguez and the Jeep were both traveling west on Lancaster Avenue around 3:45 in the morning near Overbrook Plaza. He went to make a left-handed turn onto 56th Street when the Jeep struck him, then swerved to get back into the correct lane on Lancaster Avenue and continued westbound. Rodriguez was taken to the hospital where he died from his injuries around an hour later. He was 54 years old. Police believe the Jeep to have sustained significant front-end damage in the incident, specifically to the passenger side headlight and fender area. Authorities ask anyone with information to contact the Philadelphia Police Department's Crash Investigation Division or call 911.
That's KYW's Nigel Thompson. Rodriguez was one of seven cyclists killed in Philadelphia last year. That's according to the bike advocacy group Philly Bike Action. Police are investigating after a woman in East Germantown found her husband and his three dogs dead inside their home last night. Officers were called to the 1900 block of Medary Street shortly after 6:30 for a report of an unresponsive male. The man's wife had come home and found him unconscious. When they arrived, officers found the man lying on the floor with a dog bite on his ankle. He was rushed to the hospital where he later died. There were also three dogs who had been shot inside the home. Our news partner, NBC 10, spoke with Philadelphia Police Captain Christopher Bradshaw.
At this point, we are not sure who shot the dogs, but we are theorizing that the owner did shoot the dogs.
A fourth dog was found inside a bathroom unharmed. Authorities say they don't know the man's cause of death, but they say the circumstances of this case are obviously suspicious. This is an ongoing investigation. There have been several reports recently of an aggressive pit bull on the loose in Center City attacking other dogs. KYW's John McDevitt spoke with an owner of a dog that was bitten so badly the animal's leg had to be amputated.
It was Tuesday night when Brian Lovendusky of Washington Square West was walking his 12-year-old miniature pincher Ziggy near 12th and Chestnut Streets when a pit bull came out of nowhere and latched onto one of Ziggy's rear hind legs.
The dog had a winter jacket on and a leash, but there was no owner around.
Lovendusky said two Good Samaritans tried to help him separate the dogs. The attack, he said, lasted nearly 5 minutes.
The leg was very badly damaged. All of the metatarsal bones from the ankle down were completely shattered. All of his toes were shattered. His knee was broken. Puncture wounds in his hip.
Ziggy's leg had to be amputated. A police report was filed. Officials are looking into the possibility that the dog belongs to a homeless woman that frequents the downtown area. Lovendusky was either scratched or bitten in the attack and sought medical treatment for rabies as a precaution. A GoFundMe page has been set up. Search for Help Ziggy Heal After a Brutal Attack if you would like to donate.
That report from KYW's John McDevitt, a very sad story indeed. New Jersey's Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill continues her tour of the Garden State, going to diners to take the pulse of the public before her inauguration on January 20th. Sherrill stopped by Ponzio's in Cherry Hill yesterday, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Hi, guys. How are you? Mikey, so nice seeing you.
Mikey Sherrill went booth to booth at Ponzio's to hear what people wanted her to do when she takes office on the 20th. Ursula Harris said Camden needed help.
Basically to help build it up, to help support the children and the homeless there. That's basically what we need.
Sherrill told reporters that while she was elected after running on affordability, she wanted to continue to listen.
After running a campaign where I spoke to thousands of people over the last year, I know what the focus is, but it's always really important to continue to hear from people's experiences on the ground.
For people who don't meet the governor-elect while they're at a diner, Sherrill said the state website has an online survey where members of the public can weigh in to let her know their priorities before she is sworn in.
KYW's Mike DiNardo there. SEPTA's trolley tunnel is a step closer to reopening, but the transit agency still can't say for sure when that will happen. Repairs to the overhead catenary wires in SEPTA's trolley tunnel are now finished, and starting this weekend, crews will test to see whether the carbon sliders connecting the trolley pantograph to those wires are still damaging them. For now, riders will have to continue to take the L into the city or use special shuttle buses. And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.